A new kind of security scan using magnets and artificial intelligence is gaining popularity. In Focus on Technology, WVXU reports, Greater Cincinnati schools, businesses, and governments are interested. When I met Ginter Electric's TJ Dooley at Great American Ballpark, he knew right away I didn't pose a security threat. How? It was a cold day and I was all bundled up. I didn't take off my coat, empty my purse, or dump out the microphone cords in my radio bag.
The database knows that that is a ball of wires, right? That it doesn't look like a weapon. So it comes back and says no threat. And it doesn't do anything.
He points out the PatScan TMS system. It's in two tall planter boxes at Great American, the area's first installation of the technology. The Cincinnati Reds don't want its exact location revealed. The technology will not replace the metal detectors fans pass through to go to the game.
It is some very inviting towers that you walk through, and it scans your body for anomalies. It uses magnetics, and it comes back and uses AI in the background and takes a scan of your body and everything that you have on you.
It can be in a planter box like this one, a sign pole, a door frame, or even embedded in the wall. Here's how the security system works. Through a series of advanced algorithms and magnets, it's designed to detect large-barreled weapons and IEDs with metal shrapnel. Technology automatically eliminates non-threat items like cell phones. The manufacturer, Patriot One Technologies, says the system doesn't pose any health threats. Dooley says it's convenient.
Typically, you would have to take your phone, your keys, your wallet, potentially your belt and your shoes. All of that stuff would have to come off. With this technology, as long as those threats that you potentially have don't line up with a weapon, then you don't have to do anything.
It's expensive technology, but Dooley, who is talking to other businesses, city governments, and schools, says it doesn't cost as much as buying a metal detector, a handheld wand, paying a security guard, etc. A bigger sell might be convincing people to go with something different.
Everyone is not ready to get rid of their magnetometers and their x-ray machines and their guards and all that stuff. So I'm sure there will be some animosity towards the technology when it first comes out and gets installed. But everyone that has been down here to see it is super impressed.
The Cincinnati Reds have the software hooked up to a security room. Dooley says you can set it up in a variety of ways. If there's a threat, the system can also alarm, lock doors, email, and text security guards. Ginter Electric sees this as a solution, especially for schools, and Dooley hopes it's in their future.
I hope so. Just because of everything that I've seen it do, it could have stopped a lot of casualties.
Dooley says there are actually four Patriot One systems, which coupled together can potentially eliminate all threats. The one we just told you about uses magnets. Another one uses microwave radar so as to not interfere with pacemakers or any sort of electronic device. Video surveillance to identify threats in plain view, and special sensors to detect airborne trace explosives, chemical warfare agents, and volatile organics at parts per billion sensitivity. Besides the Reds, Patriot One has signed the Los Angeles Football Club. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.